Ms. Sadiq.
Thank you. Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Sadia Sadiq, and I represent Mr. Portillo-Rendon in this case. Your Honor, the threshold issue here is whether or not this Court has jurisdiction. And the issue, of course, before this Court is whether or not the immigration judge's finding that Mr. Portillo-Rendon lacked good moral character, was that based upon a statutory conclusion or was that based upon a discretionary finding? We would submit, Your Honor, that the immigration judge's decision, as supplemented by the Board, reflects that the judge's decision was made based upon a statutory construction of the catch-all provision at 8 U.S.C. Section 1101F. And in order to make that determination, we have to go directly to, first of all, the immigration judge's decision. In his decision, he first of all describes whether or not he falls under one of the per se categories. So immediately, the judge is analyzing the statute in this case. He decides he possibly could be a habitual drunkard, which is one of the per se categories, but then concludes that, you know, he would have to go into further analysis in order to make that determination. So rather, he's going to rely upon the catch-all provision that Congress put in place to make a preclusion of a finding that he lacks good moral character. And in his decision, he says at page 11, Administrative Record 85, that consequently he is ineligible for cancellation of removal because he fails to meet the statutory requirement. That to us means that he made a decision based upon the statute, not because of his discretion, just simply because he later on says, alternatively, I find that I will deny the entire application of cancellation of removal in the exercise of discretion, does not mean that his finding that he that Mr. Portillo-Rendon lacks good moral character was not made upon a statutory determination.
Well, what was the – he obviously has to apply the statute, right?
Yes.
Okay. But the statute, the catch-all language, seems to invite the exercise of judgment and discretion. So your argument seems to me to have a false dichotomy in it between discretion and statutory interpretation.
Well, that's what is before this Court, is does the catch-all provision require that an immigration judge or the agency can preclude an application by simply then asserting that under the catch-all provision, it's discretionary what types of conduct fall under the catch-all provision. At the minimum, the immigration judge is required to make an analysis on like-minded or like similar types of criminal convictions and arrests to see do they actually fall under the catch-all provision. So, for example, yes, DUI offenses, which is the issue in this case, are not delineated as one of the per se categories. However, we know that through board precedents that DUIs, simple DUIs, don't rise to the level of being crimes involving moral turpitude. And the board has also said that a finding of good moral character does not require a finding of moral excellence. So in this case, we're left to determine how does the immigration judge simply get away from his duty in finding or at least making an analysis that these types of arrests and convictions actually fall under the statutory catch-all provision. So if we then go to the board, who's supposed to interpret the immigration judge's decision, they similarly don't have any sort of language to let us know where they're coming with, you know, this conclusion that these types of offenses fall under the catch-all provision. And then secondly, if they are doing it based upon discretion, then at the minimum we have an issue where we have to question whether there's an abuse of discretion here.
Do we have jurisdiction to consider an abuse of discretion in this case?
Yes, Your Honor, we would submit that you do, because the ultimate decision was based upon their statutory interpretation.
Could you address our language? I believe it's in the Muratoski case cited by the government, in which we indicated that these kinds of decisions are discretionary and we lack jurisdiction?
Right. Ultimately, as my understanding is that in Morotowski, there's no jurisdiction over purely discretionary decisions. That was the language used by the court. Now, a purely discretionary decision, it's not clear in this case if that's what the immigration judge and the board are doing. Because if they're saying over and over that we're making a decision that he's statutorily ineligible, that's not a purely discretionary decision. Ultimately, the relief sought here, non-permanent resident cancellation of removal, is a discretionary decision. And yes, this court does not have review over that. But whether or not the immigration judge and the Board of Immigration Appeals, followed the statute, followed their own precedents in making a finding that he was statutorily ineligible, this
right.
court does have review over that.
Right. But we said in Murataski, quote, "We lack jurisdiction to review a purely discretionary decision that Murataski lacked good moral character," that underlying decision that feeds into the statutory eligibility determination is itself discretionary and non-reviewable.
Well, Your Honor, if we were then to apply this, that complete carte blanche analysis to this court, then all immigration judges would have to do is essentially say, I'm also denying this based upon discretion, because ultimately that's what the relief sought is. However, we believe that in Morales, this court has said that when an agency's denial is based on a non-discretionary question of statutory interpretation, there is jurisdiction.
Right. Are you trying to tell us, though, that we need to reverse Murataski in order to agree with you and find jurisdiction here?
I'm not saying that you need to reverse Murataski. What I'm saying is that at the minimum, the immigration judge needs to go into an analysis of what particular facts apply to the law in the case in order to then uphold that the discretion, ultimately discretionary decision, was not based upon fabricated or tainted by an abuse of discretion.
Why wasn't the extended discussion of Mr. Portillo's criminal record sufficient here to show that that was a reasonable exercise, that it was an exercise of discretion?
Because the board in its precedents and this court has also held that a balancing test needs to occur. What the immigration judge did in this case was he balanced his negative aspects of his case, being the arrests and the convictions, against his son's medical condition.
Those are two separate criteria for eligibility.
Correct.
He has to satisfy both.
Right. So what the IJ essentially was doing, and why the analysis concerning that there's no good moral character is so flawed in this case, is he's making an incongruous comparison or analysis between the son's medical condition and the fact that he's not rehabilitated. How do you ignore evidence such as under what statute he was convicted? Illinois statute, that's part of the record. The report from the Department of Human Resources that he's completed alcohol counseling, psychological...
That was several years before the later conviction,
yes.
Right?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
The rehabilitation was several years before the final conviction, correct?
I believe he completed the rehabilitation. He's had 3 DUI arrests. I believe that the last DUI arrest is when he had to complete these types of reports. Or the counseling. So essentially what I'm trying to say is that the judge is making a finding that he has not been rehabilitated, that he's a recidivist. Well, then, in order to make that determination, don't look to what his son's eye condition is to determine that. You have to balance what he's presented in the record to show that he's been rehabilitated. And those are the things that I had mentioned. And also his testimony during the actual hearing where he says, I don't drink anymore. Those would have been the appropriate factors or probative evidence that is part of the record that the judge should have looked at in order to balance against his finding that despite those things, he still does not have good moral character. I see my time is up, Your Honors, so if I may reserve the remainder for rebuttal. Thank you.
Certainly, Counsel. Ms. Begay.
May it please the Court, Sherry Begay on behalf of the Attorney General. The main issue before this Court is the jurisdictional issue over the moral character determination. And as I've discussed...
You raise your voice. It would help the Court.
Yes, of course. The main issue is the jurisdictional issue over the moral character determination. And as I've discussed in my brief, the Court does not have jurisdiction over it because it was made under the catch-all provision. And the Court has held that it does not have jurisdiction over purely discretion decisions as made in this case. And in Moritowski, I'd like to note that the moral character determination was made under the catch-all provision as well. And we've also argued in our brief that even if this Court were to review the moral character determination here, the record clearly establishes that the judge acted well within his discretion here. As I've discussed in my brief, the judge considered not only petitioner's extensive criminal history record, including the DUI convictions and the driving on suspended license convictions, but also the fact that there was little evidence that he tried to change his behavior and repeatedly violated the same laws over the course of 10 years. And, of course, this raised an issue of concern with regard to the public safety. And the judge did not just consider the convictions here. More importantly, it was the fact that there was little evidence of rehabilitation. And based on these factors, he acted well within his discretion. And lastly, there are some due process claims that are raised here, but as I've discussed in my brief, they cannot be considered because the main one that he does raise is the continuance denial, but the board did not consider that claim, and therefore the Court cannot properly consider it. And most of it went to the hardship determination issue, which is separate from the dispositive determination that he failed to establish good moral character. And if there aren't any questions, I'd like to conclude. The Court should dismiss the petition for review here because there's no jurisdiction over the moral character determination, and he has not raised any reviewable claims. And alternatively, the petition should be denied because the claims lack merit. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Counsel. Anything further?
Your Honor, I guess we're before this Court because it's not clear if this is a purely discretionary decision. And that's what we would like this Court to consider, and in so doing, to look at the language that the immigration judge did. And unfortunately, the Board of Immigration Appeals, in its supplement of the IJ's decision, didn't help us out either by letting us know on what basis that they were denying the application or the preclusion of the application.
What indication is there that this was not a discretionary decision by the IJ on the good moral character issue?
It's his repeated language that on the basis of this statute, he's ineligible. And his only one reference to discretion at all was that one instant in his oral decision where he says, alternatively, I'm denying the application for cancellation of removal in the exercise of discretion. That's it in his entire opinion.
Was there any reason for saying not eligible other than the conclusion about good moral character?
Did the immigration judge make it? It does not appear so.
What we've said in earlier cases, including Moritowski, is that the good moral character decision is discretionary. It's, of course, also an eligibility criterion. The IJ has to exercise discretion in favor of finding good moral character in order to grant relief. What you seem to be saying is, well, since it's an eligibility criterion, without finding good moral character, the applicant can't get relief. Therefore, it can't also be discretionary. And that's what's been troubling my colleague, and it's troubling me. Why can't it be both? There has to be a discretionary finding of good moral character. But without that discretionary finding, the alien is ineligible.
Well, I guess partly because the facts in this case are what the judge was using to support his position that I'm exercising my discretion to find he's statutorily ineligible are not dispositive to the issue here, meaning that they don't apply. He's using analysis that is absent a review of the record here and other factors which would go into making that determination.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Counsel. The case is taken under advisement.